When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." Dear saints, our theme for our midweek Advent services this year has been "Come and See." Come and See is the invitation that the Lord gives to each one of us, that we give to each other, to come and see and be where the Lord is, where he has promised to give his gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation to us. But this evening, our theme shifts slightly to the words that the shepherds say to one another, "Let us go and see." The shepherds, too, received an invitation directly from God through the angel to go and see what God had done, what God was doing, that the Messiah had been born, that the Lord had been born, that God had been born in the person of Jesus. Think about that for just a moment. God was born. Christmas isn't just a celebration of Jesus' birthday or something. It's a recognition of the miracle that is God coming into flesh to dwell with us, to save us. God, who existed before all things, who is eternally begotten of his Father, was born at a particular time, in a particular place, to a particular woman. God, who is infinite and fills all things and is everywhere at all times, was located particularly in a body. First as an unborn child, and then as the infant Jesus. It is that particularity that we want to meditate on just briefly this evening. This idea that God comes to us in a particular way, in particular ways, at particular places, ways and places of his choosing, and calls us to go and see him there. People are fond of saying, "Well, God is everywhere." And that line of thinking usually continues something like this: God is everywhere, so I can worship him wherever I want, on my couch, in the woods, fishing, sleeping, whatever the case may be. I can think about God and praise him anytime, anywhere. And of course, that is true. God is everywhere. And our entire lives are to be lives of worship to him as we serve one another. It is true, but it isn't the whole truth. Think again about the message from the angel in Luke chapter 2. The angel did not say to the shepherds, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, but you just need to stay out here in your fields watching your sheep, and just be content that the Lord is everywhere and you can worship him out here." They didn't say that. They tell the shepherds the particular way in which God has come into the world, has come to them, that God has located himself for them in a body. This baby who is in Bethlehem, wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger, in a stable because there was no room for them in the inn, that is where God is for them at that moment. That is where they are to go and find him and to worship him. The angels are very specific. What was true for those shepherds is true for us. To worship God, God would have us worship his Son, Jesus. For Jesus is God. We do not have some generic God. The sentiment "in God we trust" is fine as far as it goes, but it isn't specific enough. We have a particular God. A God that was born in time. A God that assumed human flesh but remained sinless. A God who died on a cross. A God who rose from the dead. All these things are what happened in Jesus. So Christians worship Jesus as did those shepherds on that first Christmas. The question then becomes, how and where? If we are also told to go and see, where are we supposed to go? Where do we go to see Jesus? The body of Jesus isn't in Bethlehem anymore. We can't go even to the cross where he died. So what are we supposed to do? Where are we supposed to go? If it was only acceptable to worship God wherever and whenever we want, in whatever way we want, we wouldn't need the third commandment. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. What does this mean? We should fear and love God so that we do not despise preaching and his word, but gladly hear and learn it. I would argue the body of Christ is somewhere. It is right here. St. Paul refers to the church, that is, the people of God, that is, us here together assembled, as the body of Christ. You, as a member of the body, cannot say to the rest of the body, well, I don't have any need of you. Nor can you say, you are of no use to me. To cut yourself off from the church is to cut yourself off from Christ's very body. And Christ promises us that where two or three are gathered in his name, here he is in the midst of us. Which is why we gather in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Where God's name is, there he is. And there is his word. And God's Spirit comes to you through his word. That is the way God has promised to come to you, in his word. His word, as we hear it read together, as it is proclaimed from the pulpit, as we study it together in Bible study, God is here. And tomorrow we will partake the sacrament of the altar, in which we touch the very body and blood of Jesus, the body just as real as what the shepherds saw. You want to go and see Jesus? There is no better way. God is everywhere, yes, but he is here with us in worship in a special and in a particular way, a way in which he has promised to bless you, to comfort you, to forgive you. You cannot get that anywhere else. The same Lord that was born that first Christmas, who Mary wrapped up and placed in the manger, that God continues to abide with us. His presence continues with us. His name is Emmanuel, after all, God with us. May we be like those shepherds, so in awe of God's goodness, so obedient to his word, so enamored by the amazing gifts he wants to give us, drawn by the promises of Christ to be where he is, that we would be overjoyed to go and see. In the name of Jesus, amen.